Hey Podnuts, Corey here from Instant House Call. Whether you're a break fix tech who needs to provide remote support on demand without pre-installed software, or a managed service provider who wants to connect to unattended PCs anytime, Instant House Call makes remote support easy. I want to invite you to try Instant House Call free for yourself. Go to podnuts.com and click on the link in the show notes, then use the promo code PODNUTS. Instant House Call is the best remote support on earth. We can prove it. Try it free now and see for yourself.
Welcome to Podnuts Daily, episode number 429, a show for computer repair techs by computer repair techs. I'm your host, Jeff Halish. I'm joined today by my good friend, Paco LeBron from prodigytechs.com. How you doing, Paco?
I'm doing good, Jeff. I'm doing good. How's it going over on your end?
It's going real good. It's, you know, we got a little downpour here, but got some yard work done a little earlier, so I'm happy. Cleaning up the basement, you know, those types of things. But nice. Yeah, just plugging along in the business and everything else. So keeping busy, that's awesome. For sure.
Nice. Awesome. Awesome.
So anyways, one of the reasons Paco and I had been talking, and he had brought me a subject about basically working your business when you have a full-time job, you know, a sideline business or a, you know, a part-time business, however you want to put it. A lot of people have, you know, asked those questions of how do I run my business when I have a full-time job, I have a family, I have all these other commitments and different things that I do. How can I actually do this and make it work? And hopefully we're going to, you know, this is a process that we're continually learning, but both Paco and myself are running part-time businesses with full-time jobs. And so we're going to explain maybe some of the things that we do and some of the things that we that help us in our business to become, you know, more productive, move the business forward, get better at the business, you know, help it grow and all that kind of stuff. And that's what this podcast is going to be about. So, Paco, I know you put down some notes and different things. Where did you want to start?
You know, it's going to be have to where, like Jeff said, we probably marked down a couple things here. The biggest piece is availability.
Yeah, that's a good
one. Once, you know, and in this industry and the way that we are, like currently I have a full-time job that is during the day. So I'm in peak hours of 8 to 4:30. Other people like I and Jeff is, I understand is works at night. So right. He has the unique opportunity of being able to work from at his full-time job, mid-afternoon to the night. So there are other people that don't have set schedules. And basically, they're, you know, they fluctuate from, you know, day to day. How do you become available for your customers? And that was one of the notes that we had on our end where, you know, how do we make ourselves available? Whether it be, you know, calls coming in, you know, going on site, helping a user with their computer issue. Over at Prodigy Techs, my small business, what we did was we were interested in creating the best customer service feel for our customers. So what we did for availability, we employed two things right off the bat. You know, my business is registered at my home, but I wanted to give a professional look to my customers. So what I did was a virtual office that allowed for the times I'm not available. Between 8:30 to 4 o'clock. My customers can go into this virtual office is what it's called. And basically, it's like a PO box like you would get at a postal service office. But it's an actual a realty company that has great, you know, office space, comfortable feel, amazing customer service reps for a monthly fee. And it's a lot less than actually getting your own storefront and trying to hire someone while you're at work and, you know, all that sort of stuff that maybe we just don't have the resources for. So that's one piece that we ended up doing was our availability is, you know, having someone physically there to greet them. The other piece of that was we employed an answering service so that they can greet them via the phone. So those two pieces really helped us out as far as availability because not only did we cover our customers calling in with any questions, we also had anybody who walked in and had any questions. And those two pieces really worked out for us because since, again, I work prime time, our answering service, we enlisted with a white label computer repair support solution. So they're high, you know, trained techs that are able to answer the run-of-the-mill level one computer questions. And if someone happens to walk in, you know, we let everyone know our locations are drop-off locations. So there's not a tech on site. And basically, you know, the standard repair times would apply. It takes 2 days for a diagnosis, and if you decided to move forward with us, it take 3 to 5 days to get it done. And that's kind of how we've held our business model together, for at least for availability on a, you know, engaging with the customer if they were to try and contact us or just, you know, come and see us.
And Paco, those are all good ways to start off. And I think you've got a unique opportunity with using the virtual offices. I'll tell you from my standpoint, I've done it both ways. I used to work a day shift where a little earlier hours, maybe at like a 6 to 3, would be my day shift time frame. Right now, my shift is 4:30 to 3 o'clock in the morning. So it's kind of a heavy shift, but I only do that 4 days a week. So I've really got my Saturdays, Sunday, and Mondays available to do my business now. But even back when I was working a day shift, even though I could answer the phone at work, I didn't necessarily want to answer the phone at work. I work a labor job where I could probably, throw on my Bluetooth headset. I just didn't want to have both things going on at the same time. So what I did in my business is I really tried to compartmentalize everything that I do. When I'm at work, I work. And then when I come back from work, that's when my office hours are open. Now, when I was working a day shift, people would call me in the evening all the time. And then I would go out on site in the evenings, take care of people and all that kind of stuff, set up appointments, during the week or whatever, and be able to do that, no problem. Now, that changed a little bit when I went to more of an afternoon shift. I am available during the time, and I probably get more calls during the day than I did when I was in the evening. But at the same time, I have to watch my time. I can't necessarily, I can really go out on site to one person's place, at a time, during one given day that I'm, working my regular full-time job. So, with that being said, it's one of those things that it works any way you want it to work. But I think it's nice to be able to have those things like, somebody that you can, an answering service that will call. And not only, the answering service you're talking about, there are a couple out there that, are white label services. And basically what they do is they are a technician that can call and take care of a lot of things remotely, which is nice. And that kind of takes something off your plate. Now, I still do a lot of things manually, but I will tell you, as far as taking care of customers, what I've really found good is having a remote support service that I can actually log into a customer's computer. And I've done this where a customer says, "Hey, I've got a problem." And I say, "Hey, no problem. We can, we'll get you out. We'll remote in. We'll see what's going on. Yeah, you need a virus removal cleanup. Yeah, no problem." And even with my work schedule, I was able to start the process. Even if I needed to, leave for work, I just let the customer know. I said, "Hey, this is going to run. There's some things gonna be happening on the screen. You can go ahead and use a computer or whatever. What I'm probably gonna do is I'm gonna probably call you again tomorrow, and then we're gonna come in and we're gonna finish up anything that needs to be be finished up." And believe it or not, a lot of people are good with that. I used to be one of those companies that would, I would try to do the 24-hour turnaround. And what I finally figured out was, and I read this in a book somewhere, that there's basically three types of service. You can either have the inexpensive service that'll take you days and days and days to get back to the customer, or you can have the super fast service, but you charge a premium, or you can have the quality of service. And though, yep. But here's the thing: those three things you cannot do at the same time. And if you think you can, go ahead and try. Because what I figured out was when I was trying to do all three, I was missing things all the time, It really wasn't, I wasn't giving them, I might've been giving them the cheapest price. I wasn't giving them the fastest service, and I wasn't giving them maybe the quality of service that I could have. I was right to a certain extent, but when you're rushed, there's a lot of things that, especially as a one person shop, there's a lot of things that get left behind. So, what I finally figured out is my business is based on quality. And it's not going to be the fastest service, but at the same time, even with my job, I can usually get a computer done within 24 to 48 hours for most things. And customers are perfectly fine with that, because take your computer to any big box store and see how long they'll have that computer for.
Exactly.
It's more than 24 to 48 hours, I can almost guarantee you, every time. And so I look at it this way: I'm still giving them faster service than the big box stores. I'm giving them a decent price. I'm not giving them the cheapest price, but they're getting taken care of, you know, in a semi-timely fashion, and they're paying, you know, a little bit of a premium. But, you know, that's just kind of how I did my business. And what that did was, we can probably talk about this, is it took a lot of stress off of me. Because here's the problem. When you're doing these types of things and you go and you're working a job, you've got a family to take care of, you've got any other activities you're doing, and you've got this computer business you're running, you're trying to take care of your customers in a timely manner. The problem is you'll run around like a chicken with your head cut off and just go, and you'll be stressed all the time. And then you'll wonder why, you know, if you do get a second to sit down, why you pass out and just don't understand why you have no energy.
Right. And you hit on a lot of great points on what you said. And the biggest piece of that is, you know, and I did the same thing. You know, I tried to be that one guy that did everything in 24 hours, be the fastest on the block, the best in the block. I seem to keep hitting my mic here. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
basically it's one of those things where you just have to have discipline. And one piece that, you know, Jeff made a good point on is, you know, if you are working and let's say you do have the ability of being able to take calls because you go on breaks and so forth and so on, have that discipline every single day. Like, perfect example for me is sometimes my level one, my remote support, my white label remote support that takes care of a lot of my incoming calls and services, they have questions. So how do you communicate to that? You know, hey, there are times you can talk to each other before you start work. You can do it after work. You can go on your lunch break. You know, and those are kind of the things that we've done, and we've implemented some systems to kind of help do more of a flowing, a workflow aspect of it. But it doesn't stress yourself out as well, because you have to have that discipline where if a call comes in or if a question comes in, you don't need to answer it right then and there. Because oftentimes, and it took me a while to learn this while in being in corporate America, obviously, with my previous job that I was at, where usually some of those issues that come up right then and there tend to get worked out within the hour if you leave it alone. And that's been some of those times where we've had where there have been issues that resolved themselves or the customer knew what was going on. And guess what? It relieved the call that I had to take care of. And I didn't have to get to it. I didn't have to stress out for that. But another big piece of this too was like what Jeff was mentioning is, how do you kind of get that discipline? How do you kind of plan these calls and getting your thing into a good flow and not running from place to place and running with your, like a chicken without its head? And that's where the great piece of or the great thing about the IT field is, we got all this software that's available to us. And one of them is, a lot of people tend to use Gmail. Even if you don't have your domain, a lot of people tend to use Gmail or Outlook.com and use the calendar. Everybody has a smartphone, use your iCloud, whatever. Use your calendar. Use your electronic calendar. If you got things that sync with each other, great. If it doesn't, you know, as long as you put those daily reminders and kind of schedule out your days as they go along, that's the best piece of it as well. Another piece to this, as far as with the calendar syncing and things of that nature, which our CRM system we have, Repair Shopper, is getting some type of booking software. There are plenty of great softwares out there. I know that Chris from the remote support tech team over on the Pod Nuts call-in show uses Acquity scheduling, I believe. I use Repair Shopper's field job scheduling piece. And the great thing about that is you have a calendar that you can post wherever you want, a URL on your website, things like that. And you can have the customer schedule you out. And the best part about this is you can set your time. So if you want your time with your family, if you want your time, you know, that you have dedicated for work, or just you need, sometimes you just need to dial down and just relax, you can do that. And now you can not only are transparent to your customers, but also, you know, you got everything kind of in a good working flow so that you don't burn yourself out too much from there. And that other piece that kind of flows into there is, if they do schedule it, and like Jeff mentioned, sometimes, you know, because of your schedule, you can only take care of one job to be on site. Well, maybe this is a way for you to start focusing on doing some remote support work and remote software. There's plenty of great remote software out there. I personally use the Podnuts Daily sponsor, Instant House Call. Corey has been great with developing that software. He's made it available in so many different ways. It's easy. It's fast. And the way that his pricing structure is, it just works for a lot of single techs and small micro and business, micro and small businesses to get into the remote support field. And these are not just limited to these pieces of software. There's so much software out there, but these three that I've mentioned could really help out in that availability and kind of getting your work life or your work balance in check.
Yeah, and one of the great things about remote support software that I really love using it for is not only that when you get a call, you can take care of somebody, you know, right then and there, but even if you're doing an on-site call, you can go out there, start looking at the problem, see what's going on, and go, okay, and you get, you know, three quarters of the way through, and you go, that's going to take me a little bit longer than what I need. So instead of you actually having to go back out to that place and, you know, go back out there the next day, you can, what I'll tell the customers is, you know, there's a couple ways we can do this. You can, you know, either pay me my hourly rate while I'm on site, or what I can do is I will just charge you the flat fee with the trip charge. And what we're going to do is I'm going to go home and I'm already remoted into this machine. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to finish it up at home. I'll leave you a note on your desktop when I'm finished and you can go about your business. You take your payment and all that stuff ahead of time and you're good to go. So it really makes it nice to where you don't have to sit on site with this remote support anymore all the time. You know, and that's one of the things that I like about it. And one of the things I've been using in my business that helps me with a full-time job, be able to take care of some of these jobs that I normally couldn't do or wouldn't have the time to do.
Right. Yep. No, and that's a great point as far as, you know, being able to, you know, there's always more than one way to skin a cat. And in this piece of being able to provide the best support and customer service to your clients, there is no one cookie cutter way to do it. Because, you know, my business model is a completely different process compared to what Jeff's business model is compared to another technician's. You may be able to do a similar type of deal, but it all works for you. And that's the biggest piece you have to make sure you understand is that as you're trying these things out, there is not just one way to do it, or there's not one product that is the absolute on getting yourself successful in this business. You got to do the research. You got to, you know, stay positive on these forums. You know, there's the Acrobo forums, there's the Tech Nibble, there's the Podnuts forums. And most importantly, you have the Podnuts live call-in shows on Sundays. And I mean, that is the best way that you can not only get the information that you possibly need with those topics that go in, but if you have a question, you can literally call your fellow peers and get that question answered and just hear what other people's opinions are. And maybe a light bulb might click on something you just didn't consider.
You know, and the other reason that I bring Paco on these shows is because he's my best advertiser ever. But you know, it's one of those things where, you know, I tell people all the time, I am not biased towards one product or another, and I can't be because I talk to a lot of different people in the industry, a lot of different products out there. I'm willing to talk to anybody, you know, talk about their product or whatever. But there are things that I use in my business or things that other people use in their business that I tend to talk about. And you can see the passion in Paco as far as what he does, because he uses things that he's figured out that work for him in his business. And he's like, I'm going to use this because it works for me. And one of those things, you know, you look at things like Repair Shopper and stuff like that. You know, these are ways that you can make your life a lot easier, because if you get away from the pen and paper, which we all started off with, right? We did everything on pen and paper, and, you know, maybe even had a, you know, some sort of tax log that we hand wrote out, but, you know, or using an Excel spreadsheet or whatever. And, you know, you kind of move to a system where you do the work one time, you input the information, and as you're working on a product, you can do updates and different things like that. And when you're done, it kind of goes where it needs to go. And then so your process is very limited on what you manually have to do, which makes it nice. In even as far as going to, you know, if you think about process, we talk about processes all the time. Having some sort of process that you do when you're doing a virus removal, you know, and I'll be honest with you, it's not something I do all the time. It's something that I need to do, and it's something I definitely do when I have several benches on a machine or several machines on the bench, is that, you know, I print out a checklist for each of those machines. Because if you're doing one machine, a lot of times we do it from our head, but here's the reality. You've got five different machines going at one time, and you're like going, what did I just do to that one? What did I just do to that one? But if you've got a checklist that you're just checking off as you go, it makes it so much easier on your brain. And here's the thing. We're all very smart, intelligent people because we're fixing computers, right? The problem is we also get so inundated with information that, again, we're so scattered sometimes that we miss a lot of things or don't get a lot of things done. So the less that you have to think about and is just automated either in your process or in your mind is going to make you that much better and, you know, have a little more stress-free. Because I'll be honest with you, and Paco, you can probably tell me this too, is that one of the things of, you know, working a full-time job, having a family, and doing a side time, you know, sideline business is, it can be stressful. And it can, you know, because it takes your thoughts and your time. You know, if you're not doing it, you're thinking about it, right? And so when you're thinking about it, you're kind of, maybe you're not, you know, spending the time with your family, or you're not spending time, you know, doing whatever it is you like to do for entertainment, you know, those types of things. And so you definitely have to have, you have to find a balance there. And that's one of the things that's, it's easier said than done, but again, it's doable. It's just something that has to be thought about beforehand.
Yeah. And you hit it right in the head too. It's like, I, you know, for the past, you know, we incorporated, we've been around since 2011, but we incorporated with Illinois back in 2013. And ever since then, me just going headfirst and just, you know, smashing my head against the business 24/7, giving up, you know, a lot of the entertainment, a lot of the, you know, things that I love to do, giving up time with family, because in my head, hey, I can get this going at an X amount of time and I'll have that time with the entertainment and the family later on. And what you quickly come to find out is that this business is very difficult, and it doesn't happen overnight. And it's one of those where you have to go at your own pace and you have to know your own pace. So now I'm dedicating specific hours to relieve myself and do the entertainment, you know, play a video game here, go watch a movie there, spend more time with the family that I have, you know, when I get that chance, you know, and really starting to figure out how do I want to go ahead and make this business grow versus repairing all the jobs that come in. Because that's the big thing, right? Is as business owners, we need to invest in the growth of our business. And if we are one-man shops and we're doing a lot of the tech work, we go ahead and try and figure out specifically on how do we separate those two, or basically how do we invest on our time equally so that not only does your tech side not suffer, and how does the growth of your business not be affected as well? And that's big. The biggest thing is the process. Once you have that process, you know, taken down, you know, you can train someone just entry level, and as long as they follow that process, because you've tested it, you've gone through it, and you know that it works, you don't have any worries because that process is going through. And then now you can invest in your business, which the biggest piece is getting more business. And there's a couple of things that I have as far as ideas on how to do that as well. But that's kind of the big piece of that, is just to make sure you can develop that work-life balance and you dedicate the time to make sure you're okay. Because if you're a one-man shop and you happen to just get hit by a bus or just drop dead right there, there's the business, you know, and you don't want to do that to yourself. That's not how you should be living, with just stress and figuring out what you want to do next with the business.
When I think you hit one of the key things there earlier when you talked about scheduling for your customers. And I even take that to a deeper level. Is what I learned is in my business, in life in general, what I do is I actually calendar everything. So if I need to work on marketing in my business, you know, I set aside an hour or 2 hours or whatever a week on a certain day that I sit down and I work on my marketing. What I'll do is I'll, you know, I set aside time for, you know, whatever it is you want to do, you know, prayer, meditation, whatever, just kind of that quiet time, reading a good business book or whatever. Different things like that that you can do in your life. And then there's no, it's like once everything's scheduled out and you've got that, and then when you've got the free times that are open, you're not constantly thinking about your business and going, okay, what do I need to do? It's because it's already in the calendar of the things that you're going to do on a week-to-week basis, and you adjust that as you go. So you start off with a basic calendar of the things you want to do, and as you see what's needed in your business, you make those adjustments along the way. There is no right or wrong answers to how you're going to put your business together, but it's just doing something, you know, in my opinion, each and every day, leaving that time open for when you can, you know, have your rest and relaxation and in time with the family and stuff like that. So that'll take a lot off your mind is if you use that calendar to its full extent.
Yep. No, I definitely agree on that part. And especially with, you know, again, working and, you know, and this is the biggest piece, right? A lot of, you know, and this is the number one question for every IT company or IT one-man shop repair, computer repair company is how do they get more business while they're at work? Because obviously if they didn't have that job, they can go ahead, pound pavement and go do what they got to do. But unfortunately, the reality is, you know, we have responsibilities. We have families to support and we can't, you know, there's a great reason to risk to go ahead to your goal and to get to that dream of yours to run your own business. But there's the other aspect of you do have your responsibilities and to support to make sure you take care of those as well. And so it's one of those where how do you even do that? How can you get out there and do the advertising and try and really get out there to get more customers? A couple of things that, you know, what we've done on our end is take advantage of a lot of the things that people tend to use to find your industry and computer repair. So some people might do data recovery, some is remote support, you know, whatever your niche is, or just your computer repair company as a whole, use a lot of the avenues that people go to. A big piece of our business comes in through Yelp. We've had a lot of great growth with Yelp, and by all means, we are not paying for advertisement with Yelp. We just have our standard listings, using their services for our locations. We are, you know, there's nothing special. We've just put our content of what we do. Some of our customers that we've serviced when we, you know, in the beginning wrote us a couple of reviews. And, you know, as that organic reach started occurring, it started growing. Same thing with Google. A lot of people tend to, and that was another piece of ours where Google searches were really big for us. So put yourself on Google Maps. I mean, Google is probably the number one search right now.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
For anything. And, you know, and especially with mobile phones, you know, your Androids and things of that nature, you know, you want to be on that map. You know, you want to be on Google Maps and not just Google Maps. You can use Yahoo. You can use Bing. You know, they're all free listings. They're available for you to just put your information there and just put really good content. Take, you know, the great pictures you have of repairing PCs or your locations or, you know, if you're in a nice neighborhood or just, you know, if you're in front of a customer, you know, and you have your, you know, your polo shirt and things of that nature. A lot of these free things are really helpful. And free is not a bad word. But it's one of those where you want to take advantage of every resource you have and whatever opportunity that's available for you to take advantage of. You know, and another piece of this too is and a lot of people have heard of this service. It's called Fiverr. And Fiverr is a service where it, I think for like $5, and there's some custom things to that, whatever. It's kind of hit or miss. You got to kind of take a look. But what we did was in Chicago, there were a couple members there that basically if you provided them a, you know, JPEG or basically a PDF of your design of a flyer, they will print out 150 of them and pass them out. And the way that we got that to work is we put specific advertising codes so that when people called in, we knew that it was working. And we did get a couple good hits on there. And it cost us $5 to pass out 150 flyers on a warm Chicago day. And like the next couple of days, we got a few phone calls coming in and it was worth the money we put in on that part. So that was a great piece for us to get into that. Jeff, you know, as far as you, I know that with yours, you know, you had to become creative to try and get those customers in. What do you use on your end?
Well, what I, you know, and a lot of people know this, but what I started using from the beginning was I started using Google AdWords right away. And that's really where most of my customers still come from. What I'm seeing nowadays, and there's a couple things you can do with your Google AdWords. What I did was I've changed the ad, you know, several times over the last, you know, 5 years. And what I've kind of landed on now is I kind of put my flat rate pricing in there so that I don't just get a lot of tire kickers. Usually I get people that are in, you know, they see the price, they click on it, they see the website, and then they generally give me a call. That way I'm not paying and wasting all these clicks from people who are just curious. So that's gotcha. Kind of working. The other thing that I'm starting to do just this year is I bought some polo shirts with my logo embroidered on them. They're nice. They were fairly inexpensive, not real expensive at all. Just something I'm going to wear around, you know, not only when I'm on the job, but, you know, maybe even when I'm, you know, running to the store or something like that, you know, during my regular week, during the weekend. So, you know, kind of that logo's out there. The other thing I'm going to do is I'm going to put graphics on my vehicle, and I drive a Ford Flex, and basically I'm going to have something on the back window, a mesh with my logo, my website, and my phone number, and I'll also have it on the side back windows too. And to me, that's going to be one of those things that is basically a moving billboard. And it's not just so much just to necessarily get people to call. I mean, hopefully that's what's going to happen. But it's also so that brand recognition starts getting out there. And that's one of the things that I've always, when I've thought about my business from day one, I've always thought about, I want to be a brand that's recognized, no different than a Best Buy or a Staples or whomever. You know, eventually I want to get to the point where people go, oh, hey, there's that computer guy, you know. And I remember years ago, I don't even know if these guys are around anymore, but I remember, you know, you would see these commercials on your local cable television channel, and it was Aardvark Computer Repair. And it was just, but you know what? Because it was Aardvark's and it was just their, you know, commercials were quirky and real quick and stuff. I remembered it, you know, and it's one of those things, you know, like I said, I don't know if they're around anymore, but that's one of the things I thought about as far as for my business of just, you know, getting it out there all the time. I've done the flyering. I've done, you know, what I probably really need to do is, you know, people have talked about this before, go to the Chamber of Commerce, you know, get involved with that, you know, maybe find a BNI group, you know, in your area, which is a business networking group that, you know, you can get with different people in the area. Talk to some of the businesses in the area. You know, one of the plans I want to do is I want to, you know, make up some inexpensive, you know, brochures that I can just hand out at businesses. And, you know, there's a lot of things where you can go to different, you know, there's different activities and stuff for outside, especially during this time of year when it's summertime for here, you know, where we're at right now anyways. And a lot of people can, you know, you can go out to the parks and stuff like that. You know, you'll see different venues where they might have different people at booths and stuff like that. And you can hand things out. I know, you know, Pat Palmer goes to a lot of parades where he's at in Iowa there. And he'll throw out Frisbees and, you know, different things from his vehicle. And he's got all the nice graphics and stuff on his vehicles. And it's just being out there, brand recognition, being a part of the community. And, you know, getting people to recognize. Some people will think that that's gimmicky, but at the same time, you know, it stands out. And if I'm just the serious business guy and I'm going to do my business from a standpoint of, you know, this is all we're going to do. And this, you know, no, that's not the type of business I want. I want a business where people come to me and go, hey, there's that computer guy. He knows how to fix anything. And, you know, if he doesn't, he's able to figure something else out. And you kind of get those personal relationships. I tell people all the time, a lot of people look at this industry and they're afraid to share secrets because they're afraid somebody's going to steal their business. And here's the way I look at it. If you can steal my business, you can have it. Because I, you know what? Apparently, I didn't build up a good enough rapport with those people to be able to keep their business for whatever reason, or maybe we didn't mesh in our relationship. So I think there's plenty of work out there for everybody. And I think there's a lot of things you can do. And I think a lot of times, you know, you just find the people that are going to be, they're going to trust you. You trust them and you kind of work together. You help them with their computer problems. They pay you money. It's as simple as that. You can make a living at it and they can have a fixed computer and go about their business doing whatever they like to do. You know, one of the other things that I've been thinking about this year and I'm going to do is I'm going to send out a marketing campaign here shortly that's basically going to say, you know, one of the things I'm looking for is I'm looking for getting things for my website, like testimonials. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to offer $20 off any service to any of my prior customers out there. I'm just going to all send an email blast and say, if you leave me a review on my Facebook site, because I did set up a Facebook page. I don't do a whole lot with it right now. But what I would like to do down the road is actually give some tips and tricks to people to help them out with their daily computing needs. And I think that can be done a lot of this stuff, man, because it's done online, we can do, you know, in the off hours when we're not working at our regular job, when our business is slow. These are things that we can do to help people out and kind of, you know, get that business going a little bit better. So those are just some of the things I'm looking at.
Yeah, so as far as one piece I did want to point out, and I found this out the hard way, is BNI is such a great resource to go to as far as, because the way that they're set up is a little bit different than the Chamber of Commerce, where they only allow one person from that particular industry allowed into their local chapter.
Right.
So if you happen to get in, great. The problem I found out is for people like me and Jeff, they don't allow people that are doing this part-time. They only allow if you're doing it full-time and that is what you do. So for people who have the 9-to-5s, because they have their regular meetings and things of that nature. Now, how would they find out? You know, that's another, you know, that's here nor there. But I did find that out. And just because of, you know, me and my ethics, I decided to hold out until I can do this full time and provide the best service, because that's their whole thing on that organization, right? Is to provide you the referrals. And unfortunately, if you happen to, you know, get bad on one of those referrals or don't show up or whatever it is that may be because the schedule didn't click, it's just going to end up being bad for you in the long run. But exactly what Jeff had mentioned, there's a lot of these things that you can do after work or really to try out. Like one thing we're trying out is the Facebook ads. My understanding is similar to Google AdWords, but apparently there's such a more granular way of getting into the interests and getting into how to appeal to a particular group by age, you know, the type of likes, you know, that they may be into, things of that nature. So we're actually going to be trying that out. But the biggest thing is, you know, if you do happen to work a daytime job, you know, there are plenty of networking events that people have. And normally those happen at night. Sometimes they happen on the weekends. And a lot of those networking events allow for you to meet other industries, other people there. And, you know, they're probably looking out for other opportunities available to help expand their business as well. One example is we went to a Small Business Expo. It was a networking event that was later on after hours from 7 to whatever it may have been the time. And we met up with a realty group and they wanted to offer a welcome package, a welcome packet. And we, you know, got a partnership with them where we give them a little bit of a discount. But now we have free advertisement for any people that move into their condominiums. And I think it was somewhere like a 21-unit condominium that was opening up, and they were going pretty fast from what I saw. And I got that free advertisement just for giving a slight discount to any new movers in the area. And what better way to introduce yourself to someone who just moved in and being your local computer guy to go to? So that was one available option for us as well. The other piece is there are going to be times, there are going to be events that you're going to want to take time off. A perfect example is ChannelCon, thrown by CompTIA. And right now it's August 3rd to the 5th. It's a Monday through Wednesday. So I'm personally taking time off because it is in Chicago, so it's not that far from me. And I'm going to go down there. Jeff is going to be there. A lot of the Podnuts crew are going to be there. And it's going to be a great opportunity to not only meet your fellow techs, but also hearing everybody else on their ideas and how they've done this business and how they've gotten from where we are to where they're at now. And I think that's going to be a great resource and great information to really absorb and see what everybody has to offer.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Paco, because I was not familiar with the BNI rules. I know there are pretty strict on the rules as far as missing and stuff like that. So that's good to know. I didn't realize that you actually had to be full-time in business. But that does kind of make sense with who they are and what they do. So I it's understandable.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. And as far as, you know, what I think is, you know, a lot of people are in this business and we kind of start off, you know, most of us start off as a hobby, right? We fix friends and family's computers and that goes good for a while. People start maybe paying us a little bit or whatever. And we decide, hey, I'm going to go into business for myself. And that's fine. And you know what? And you can stay at a hobby status for as long as you want. But I think a lot of people will have an end goal in mind. I've talked to a lot of people that have basically said, I want to make this my full-time gig, you know, rather than where I'm working my 9-to-5. And they go, you know, can I do this? And it's like, absolutely. You know, there's just some things you got to put in place. And so I think that, you know, networking events like, you know, what you were talking about, Paco, I think that's perfect because most of those are free or very, very inexpensive, right?
Yep.
And so with that being said, you know, you just have to go out there and look for these things. But as far as like things like ChannelCon and stuff like that, I think if you want to get some of the inside information of maybe things that can help you in your business, you know, sit in on some talks that you're interested in to make you look at your business a little bit differently and grow. And I think that's what a lot of these things are for, is growing. And, you know, it's a great way that you can actually rub shoulders with people, shake hands, you know. and meet with people in real people and instead of just behind the monitor and all that kind of stuff. So I think that's really good there. There's a lot of benefits to, you know, doing things in your business, but I'll tell you one of the things that most of us probably don't do on a regular basis, and we all can make the time to do it, is, you know, read some business books. Yep. You know, that's one of the things that you can do in your business is, you know, grab a business book that's recommended by, you know, whoever in the industry. There's a lot of them, and there's a lot of old classics that have been around for, you know, way longer than I've been alive. And, you know, when you look at these things, a lot of them are still current today, even though they were written, you know, 50, 60 years ago. Yep. And if you start reading some of those things, again, it's not always going to make you think differently, but it gives you a different mindset on, you know, looking at your business, not just as, hey, I'm going to do this business so I can make a little bit of money to support my habits, whether it be, and I'm not talking about bad habits, I'm just, to support my habits, like, my computer habits, you know, getting the latest, greatest technology and stuff like that. And that's what I did. That's when I first started in this business as a part-timer. That's what I wanted to do, is I just wanted to make enough so that I could, you know, have my big robust machine that I'm working with and stuff like that, even though I don't know that I need it all the time, but I like it. It kind of pays for that. But, you know, there is a point where you have to treat your business as a business and, you know, look at it in that respect. And I can't remember, I'm not sure what the tax code is. I do have an accountant that does my taxes every year and I need to find out, but I think there's a certain amount of time when you're doing this legitimately and you've set up an LLC or you've incorporated yourself or something along those lines and you're using an accountant and you're doing your tax returns and getting all that stuff done. I believe in most places there is a point where if you're losing money every year, the government basically looks at it as a hobby status. And again, don't quote me on this. It used to be this way. I'm not sure it's this way anymore. But so I always looked at my business as I want to make a profit within X amount of years, whatever that might be. And don't get me wrong. I mean, nobody wants to pay their unfair share of taxes, right? So, you know, right. You buy things for your business. You can, you know, just like taking things like ChannelCon, you know, you look at the money that you spend in your business. If you go to ChannelCon, which is in Chicago, you can take all that you spend for that week, you know, or 3 days or whatever it is, you can take all that money and that's a legitimate tax write-off. And it doesn't matter whether, you know, if you're doing this part-time, you're doing this full-time, whatever, you have that ability to write that off, you know? So
yep.
Those are kind of nice things. You know, you need a printer for, you know, whatever, doing stuff in your office and different things like that. You need tools for your business. So a lot of times, what I've always said is from when I legitimized my business in 2010, I've never pulled a dime of my personal finances into my business. And what I mean from my personal finances is from my 9-to-5. My business, even if it broke even, has always paid for itself. So even if I was doing the work, but maybe I get some extra tools out of it, or I built a machine or whatever, you know, it's always paid for itself. My advertising's always been paid for. So I've never lost money in that respect. A lot of times when people start off though, they look at it and they go, man, I'm spending all this money and I don't know if I want to use things like Google AdWords or Facebook ads or something like that. You know what? Try these things out and try them in baby steps. You know, yep. Do things like, you know, you can set your budgets per day, you know, and I think I set my budget when I started off, it was like $5 a day. And it didn't hit $5 a day, not on Google AdWords anyways. I'm not sure about Facebook ads. I'm not sure how that's different, but it looks similar. So, and it might be something I'm going to try, because here's the reality. Everybody is on Facebook, or most people are on Facebook.
Yeah. Ian Alexander actually put out a really good post out he's from Repair Tech Solutions. And the blog post basically had an organization, and I'll have to get that link, on who they really recommend on taking care of Facebook ads. And they were really good at, you know, taking the nitty gritty things that you would do in the Facebook ad manager. And they made such an easy GUI for you to understand what's not working, what's working, how to adjust things. Fairly simple. And that's what we're trying out right now as well.
And that's great. And so I encourage everybody to go out there and try things in baby steps. You know, hey, if you only want to do $1 a day and you only want your click ad to be whatever, 50 cents or whatever, you know, there's still, you can still get engagement from that. You don't have to be. Now, I've had a lot of people over the years that basically said, well, I've got to pay $8 and something to even get in the top listing, you know, for my business. And I'll tell you what, for Google AdWords, what I did was I simplified it. Here's the things that you can't ever win on, because you have to look at things as local and international. And so when you look at things as local, you're looking at your local area, right? You look at things international, you look at things like virus removal. Okay, well, remote support can do that from pretty much anywhere in the world. So, and all your virus, your antivirus vendors, Norton, Kaspersky, they're all going to be the top ads when it has anything to do with virus removals. You'll never win in that unless you're going to spend $1 billion. Yep. So the one, and there's a lot of words like that if you think about it, but the one key word that I can win at every time is computer repair, or even just the word computer. I will always be the number one or number two ad on the top of the page, always. And my ads are there. Now, I only have a $10 budget a day. I still don't hit that most days because I don't really need to, you know, for my size business, but it gets me enough engagement from people and keeps me, you know, keeps my ad in the know. And so look at things like that, you know, things that you can win on. Computer repair is a generalized term, but it's something that not a lot of people are, well, even if people are using it, you know, an antivirus company is not going to use necessarily the word computer repair because it's not going to get them the same engagement. So their keywords are going to be a little bit different. So look at if you have a niche in your area, you know, look at that niche and see how you can use that to your advantage. You know, if you do, you know, whatever it is, iPhone repair, you know, those are niches that you can put in there. Now, I don't do that, so I don't advertise that way. But I, regardless, even with the word just computer repair, I still get people calling me, hey, do you replace iPhone screens? Do you replace Samsung phone screens? Do you replace, you know, tablet screens or whatever? You know, and so you're still going to get all that engagement from the end. Just, you know, do you fix printers? So to me, computer repair is a generalized term that usually works, you know, in my area anyways.
Yep. And the biggest thing about Google AdWords too is that, you know, A, you can get a credit for first-time buyers or for first-time people who are trying it out. Normally, you can get, I think it's like a minimum of $75 credit, even $100 I've seen sometimes.
Sure.
And the other piece of that too is they have a number. Call them. There are specialists there for free that will help you out on getting the right ad out, because if they're not successful, they know you're not going to spend any more money with Google AdWords. So their whole point is to get you to succeed. So if you're not sure, give them a call and see if there's something that, you know, they can help kind of tailor and you know, and get that going for you. You know, Lisa Hendrickson over at Call That Girl over at the other Podnuts show has mentioned she's called, you know, Google AdWords to help tailor her Google AdWords campaigns and has said nothing but great things because of that phone call. So that's something to try out and see if it may work out for you.
That's a very good point. And you know what? To be honest with you, that's something I've never done, and I probably should look into that because, you know, again, it's one of those things. I started off, you know, a long time ago, back in 2010, and all I've done is just little tweaks here and there. And don't, you can't ever look at something and let it, you know, let it ride for 30 days and, you know, make these major, major tweaks. You tweak things a little bit at a time when it comes to that stuff. And that goes for anything you're doing in your business. Don't just all of a sudden decide, hey, I'm going to go in a different direction now. You know, keep on the path of what you do. And also look at the stuff that you actually like to do and concentrate more on that. I don't think you need to be a jack of all trades where, you know, and master of none. I think you know, you need to pick the things that you're really good at and then in the things that you actually don't mind doing or enjoy doing. And then there's going to be those things that you will do if there's a certain price involved. and you're okay sitting there, you know, working on something for a few hours as long as you're getting paid properly. You know, right. The time when it becomes a bummer is when you're sitting there and you're going, I just quoted this job at $50 and it's taking me 3 hours to get this thing done.
Yep. And there's nothing worse than that feeling and sitting there and knowing that you're just eating that job. And the best part about that is to make it a learning experience to the point of, all right, this is what happened today. How do I make sure today does not happen again? You know, and a perfect example is, you know, that's why remote support helps out so well. If you sit at a job that you quoted 129 flat rate and you sit there for 30 minutes and realize that this thing is going to take at least another 2 hours to clear out everything. Perfect example of, all right, well, I sat there for 3 hours. Now I know not to do that again. I'm going to hook up my remote software and walk away. You know, those are great opportunities on just kind of seeing what you have. If it's not working, figure out a better way to what's available to you for resources.
Exactly. So I think there's a lot of things in this business that you can do even while you're working. I just think you have to schedule yourself out, right? You have to, you know, sometimes you're going to have to call in different services to make your life a little bit easier, whether it's a white label, remote support, you know, call answering service all in one. You know, I mean, these companies, there's, you know, quite a few companies out there, a couple we would recommend, and that they, you know, they will take care of you from the beginning to the end. Now there's, you know, there's a cost for all that. And sometimes, you know, if you set up your business and this is something you really want to do, it's okay to go ahead and take a little bit of money and invest in your business. If that's something that you have a goal, hey, I want to get to this point where I'm going to make this a full-time business. And I'll tell you, I've got 8 years left at my job before I pull a pension. I know I'm a young guy. It doesn't seem like that, but anyway, so my goal is I have one of two choices in my life. And this is just for me. I've spent so much time at my company there. I cannot justify something supernatural would have to happen. I cannot justify leaving that job at this point just because of the time I have invested in there. But in the next 8 years, I'll still be young enough that I can do this type of work. And what I want to do is go into this business full time, because if I don't make this a full time business by that point, then I probably have to spend another 10 years at my job that I really don't want to. So for me, I have an end goal in sight, and that's the why I'm doing what I do now. So, but for some of you out there, you're looking at your job and you go, man, I can replace my income within, you know, 6 months and, you know, or a year. And so your goals are going to be a little bit different, but, you know, that's good. You know, I wish I was younger and I had those opportunities to kind of, I wish I had a do-over sometimes, to be honest with you. But I think everybody kind of goes through that. So here's one of us. Don't do what I do. Do what I say. It's what I tell my kids all the time. And, you know,
don't do what Donnie Don't does.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, take the opportunities that you see. And if the biggest thing is just consistently grow, you know, be honest with yourself, what you're willing to do, what you're not willing to do. You know, if you, now for me, like I explained earlier, I separate when I'm on my job, I'm on my job. When I'm at home and I'm in my business, I'm in my business. When I'm, you know, hanging out with the family, I'm hanging out with family. And I don't ever let those things cross. You know, I had to get to a point where, because I am a part-time business, a lot of people work Saturdays and Sundays. And that's perfectly fine, except that what I saw in myself was I was getting so stressed doing it that way that I finally said, you know what? No, why do I want to do this to my, I get plenty of business during the weekend, you know, Monday through Saturday. I don't need to work on Sundays. So I don't, now I do a podcast on Sundays, which is kind of a time where I can share with a bunch of people and, you know, answer questions and stuff like that. And we can debate about things, and that's cool. And it's kind of a relaxing time for me, but I needed to at least have that one day. Now, a lot of people will tell you, man, especially when they're doing this part-time, I got to work Saturdays and Sundays. And it's like, do you really? Right. To each their own, and to each individual, you know, you got to figure it out for yourself. What I did realize is I'm not going to be a 55-year-old that's going to drop dead of a heart attack, because I've seen it happen too often. And so I just want to make sure that, you know what? You're going to only handle so much. Make it so it's fun, and make it so your stress is less than what it really needs to be. You know, because a lot of times we can, again, you can run 80 miles an hour, but eventually your body will quit. And, you know, so I just warn everybody against that. Just kind of keep, you know, I look at this business as do something a little bit every day. And everybody can do that. Everybody has time, because we work our regular job, right? We come home. And as long as you schedule that time in, I'm going to work on this in my business. You might take time where you work on something as simple as processes, which, listen, I'm going to be honest, still something I need to do. Haven't done it yet, but it's on the list.
Yep. No, same here. I have a guidebook that's like 2 years old, and it's nothing to where the business should be doing right now. And I have to rewrite the entire book.
But yeah, a little bit every day will go, you know, that will get you closer and closer to your end goal, and so that you're not stressing yourself out when you're thinking about this stuff. Yep. And, you know, so there's, you know, Paco, you've got a lot of things that you're doing. You know, I think the virtual offices are great. I think that's a great way to have drop-offs and pickups. And a lot of people don't do what I do. The reason I charge a flat rate if you bring it to me is because, quite honestly, I don't really like feel like traveling to other people's homes. So for me, they're going to pay a premium if I come out there. But a lot of people are willing to drive the 4 or 5 miles and bring it to my house, and then I get it back to them in a couple of days. They're perfectly happy with that.
Gotcha. Yeah. So, I mean, it's the same thing like what we did on our end. It's more of a, I just had, the reason why I set it up my way was more of a, I just didn't want just random people at like 7, 8 o'clock ringing my doorbell. Hey, I got a computer to fix, you know, and have those lines blurred, which is why I did
right.
the virtual offices, and they can do the drop offs and they can get the flat rate pricing on there, on that aspect of it. But if they can't reach us by 5:30, then obviously we got some other options, remote and on site as well. So.
And it, to be honest with you, in the 5 years I've been doing this, I've only had that happen one time, and it was on a Saturday morning, and they were out-of-towners.
Ah, gotcha.
Everybody else I've had that has basically called before they ever, even though I don't specifically put it on my website, and that's something you can think about. You know, if you are getting those types of things, you know, I see on people's websites all the time, you know, by appointment only call, you know, before you come or whatever, you know, those types of things. And right. So, you know, that's something that you can do. But, yeah, I think you can run this business even as a part-time business and still do very well at it.
But I completely agree.
But it's just, you know, getting that name and stuff out there and doing what you need to do. So is there any other topics that we haven't covered as far as, you know, working this business part-time that we might have run into ourselves that you can think of?
Not that I can think of. I mean, the biggest pitfalls or the biggest obstacles a lot of technicians in our position face is the availability. Right. I think is a very big piece. And that's, you know, how do you overcome that and the pieces that kind of delve into there. And I think we covered a good amount of at least points on how to overcome those obstacles and ways of learning, different ways of getting around to establish yourself and bring some more business in on your own time.
Absolutely. And what I'll do is some of the things we've talked about, we'll put some links in the show notes to let people know, you know, some of these different services and stuff they can check out and see what's going on. And, you know, and definitely, you know, these shows are great for learning new things in the industry, because I'll be honest, even before I started doing this show, there's a lot of industry stuff that I didn't even realize was available until I really started listening to other people talk about it. And I started going, oh, hey, let me try that out. And that's the other tip that I'll give too, is go ahead and if something looks like you want to give it a shot, try it out. There's so many free trials for things out there, whether, you know, comes to software or, you know, different things you're using in your business. Give it [S2] Yep. [S1] A try, you know, and give it an honest try, you know, take, you know, make sure you have the time to spend with it and, you know, check it out. If it's going to be something that works for you, if not, you know, there was things I checked out and quite honestly, I kind of put down and went back to doing it the way I was doing it. And then a couple years later, I relooked at it again and said, oh, actually, this is going to do what I need it to do. So I'm going to go ahead and get involved with that product or service again.
Yep. You know, yep. So. I've done the same thing as well. I mean, it's just a matter of wherever you are in your business, you know, if it doesn't work for you, then don't entirely shut it out. You never know if you may have to go back to it again and see if it will be a fit for you as you get to that point.
Absolutely. And I'll go ahead and give a plug here. For those that don't know, and I can't imagine anybody that listens to this show that doesn't know, but we also do a call-in show, live call-in show on every Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over at podnest.com/live. And if you guys want to call in, we have a 1-800 number that you can call into and ask questions about your business. And we're going to do our best to answer them on the air. Usually I have more people than just me. I've got myself, Chris Carruthers, and then sometimes Paco's on there. We've got different people that come on every week and share their knowledge about how they do business. And they've got different answers for, you know, a lot of the questions we're getting out there, different from what the way I do it, which is good. You know, we can all learn from each other. So I definitely encourage people, come check that show out live if you possibly can. And it's a great way to, you know, engage, you know, during that time and, you know, have your voice on the air. Paco, I think we've covered a lot, man. So I'll tell you what, if people want to get in touch with you and ask you some questions about some of the stuff we talked about, what would be the best way to do that?
They can email me, Paco@prodigytex.com. I used to give out my Twitter handle, but I'm actually more on LinkedIn nowadays. It seems that I'm straying away from the Twitter, so it wouldn't make no sense to give people that. But you can find me at Paco LeBron over on LinkedIn. I'm on there more often than the times, and probably a better avenue for anybody who wants to connect, talk, you know, whatever maybe that they have on their mind, on their business, so forth and so on.
Okay, very cool. Well, I want to thank you for coming out and sharing with us today. So I do appreciate that. It's a great subject that I think that needs to be talked about. And if anybody has questions, you know, feel free to definitely contact Paco. And he loves to talk about this type of stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
Very cool. You guys can find me on the Google Plus at Jeffrey Halish or Twitter at TechNutPC. And if you have any questions or would like to be a guest on this show and talk about your business, email me at podnutsdaily@podnuts.com. If you want to leave a voicemail, you can call 1-888-697-0162. And I want to thank our sponsor, Instant House Call, for this episode of Podnuts Daily. Don't forget, if you need business paperwork to get you started in your computer repair business, then check out the link for the TechNibble Computer Business Kit over at podnuts.com. If you guys could do us a favor, leave us a rating and review over on iTunes. That will help more people know about this show. And I know a lot of you out there on your, you've got the iPhone, so go ahead and, you know, feel free to leave a review for us. And, you know, just let us know how we're doing, and we'll definitely read those on the air also. You guys can also help support the Podnuts Network. The next time you're shopping at Amazon, go to podnuts.com/Amazon. Remember, that doesn't change your price at all. Puts a little change in the pockets of the Podnuts Network to bring you these great shows. And I want to thank everyone for listening and subscribing to the show. We'll see you next time on Podnuts Daily. My name is Jeff Halish. I am the host of Podnuts, where Chris Carruthers and myself take live calls on the air to answer questions or to get answers from other computer repair techs every Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern. You can check it out over at podnuts.com/live. Music provided by Steve Cherubino at stevecherubino.com.